This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stachow. When Charnay Wade was a kid growing up in Brooklyn, she'd spend hours listening to her parents' jazz records. She was especially taken with the smooth voice and the storytelling ability of Sarah Vaughan. When she was 12, Charnay began singing with jazz groups and went on to establish her own career as a jazz vocalist, composer, and educator. Her latest album is a tribute called Offering, the music of Gil Scott-Heron and Brian Jackson. Charnay performs tonight at the Carolina Theater with the North Carolina Central Big Band at the Carolina Theater in Durham, part of the Art of Cool Festival happening in venues throughout Durham this week. Charnay joins me live in the studio. Charnay Wade, what a pleasure. So good to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
Also, well, and with you are the North Carolina Central Band, Shaquem Muldrow on the tenor sax, James Suter on bass, Andrew Berenson on piano, and Donovan Cheatham on the drums. Welcome to all of you as well.
Thank you.
So, first of all, it's so great to live in a state like North Carolina that would have an Art of Cool Festival to bring artists like you here. That's the cool thing, and it's been a great week for me. So, welcome. Tell us more about growing up and listening to those jazz records. When did you first get introduced to jazz?
My earliest memory, I think I was around, 8 years old. My brother and I used to obsessively listen to my mother's CDs and records in the house. And I was obsessed with this one Sarah Vaughan Misty compilation. I think it's pink. I can see it right now. And it was basically Sarah Vaughan with a full orchestra. So it had fascinating rhythm and My Funny Valentine. And I used to sit and obsessively listen to it over and over and over again. To the point I would try to sing the following tune in the right key, in the right tempo before it started.
Before it starts, right? In the gap between the two records.
It was a lot of fun.
So then you started performing through your marching band director, right? That's when your performing career began.
Yeah, Doug Harris was is a saxophone player. He used to play with McCoy Tyner Big Band. Mm. He was the one who, I was very shy as a kid, so he caught me singing in the hallway one day.
But you were like 12?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like 11 or 12.
Wow.
Yeah.
And suddenly on the stage. Well, I wonder if you would do a tune for us right now with this wonderful band.
Sure. We're going to do a tune called Gone with the Wind. All right? One. Right on it. One, two, three. Gone with the wind, just like a leaf that has blown away. Gone with the wind, my romance has flown away. Yesterday's kisses are still on my lips. See, I had a lifetime of heaven at my fingertips, but now all is gone. Gone is the rapture that filled my heart. Gone with the wind, that gladness that thrilled my heart. Just like a flame, love burned brightly, then became an empty smoke dream that has gone, gone, gone. Love, 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 love
Charnay Wade performing the song Gone with the Wind, and performing with her Shaquem Muldrow on the tenor sax, James Suter on bass, Andrew Berenson on piano, and Donovan Cheatham on the drums. Charnay is going to perform in one of North Carolina's great festivals. This one takes place in Durham, North Carolina. It's called the Art of Cool Festival. She's going to be at the North Carolina Theater tonight with the NC Central Big Band. This is one of the few times that I really wish we could be on TV. I don't particularly love the TV, but just to watch the communication in this room and the way you're all, the body language and the eye contact, which I suppose is pretty necessary in an improvisational form like jazz, where you really got to be in touch. But it's great to see the communication that you do. I wonder what that means for you as a vocalist. You're playing with a great band tonight, the big band at Central. Mm. But that means that you're performing with other groups when you go from place to place. That communication's got to be kind of critical for you, huh?
Well, you know, that's part of the jazz language, you know, being able to connect with whomever you're working with that day. You know, it's like having a conversation with someone you just met for the first time. It's a part of this improvisational world. You know, it's very exciting too to discover what other people are into and how they think, and you know,
using a well-established vocabulary that I think everybody kind of gets to. Yeah. Could we get another sample right now?
Sure. You like Thelonious Monk?
Love Thelonious Monk. Okay. We'll talk about your competition in a minute, but first let's hear a song.
He's one of my favorites. Yeah. Okay. My dear, hold back that tear. I know he's gone. Your love has flown, and you're all alone. See, I know you've cried, and there's no reply. Just 'cause you say so. One day he came to you and made that music play. You're in his way. You said you'd rather die than ever say goodbye. But there will come a day, though he's away, time lingers on, but you'll carry on. My play in his way. You said you'd rather die than ever say goodbye. But there will come a day. But you'll carry on, Ruby, my dear.
Charnay Wade performing the song Ruby, My Dear, with Shaquem Muldrow, James Suter, Andrew Berenson, and Donovan Cheatham. She's going to be with the NC Big Band, NC Central Big Band, tonight at the Carolina Theater as part of the Art of Cool Festival. And you're going to be playing with a big band. You're doing standards here now with a smaller combo. And you also did an album. Tell us a little bit about Offering and the inspiration for that.
Well, Offering's the music of Gil Scott-Heron and Brian Jackson. And the project actually came along to me from the producer Mark Ruffin, who has a radio program on XM, Sirius XM. And so he had done a Gil Scott-Heron project prior to this, and he wanted to do it again, except this time to do it from a female perspective. So he was searching around for someone, and we ran into each other, and we got to chit-chatting. Yeah. And
remarkable artist, Gil Scott-Heron. Yeah, I mean, to think about how prescient his music was in a lot of ways.
Yeah, and it's a little scary how still so relevant his message is today. So,
well, I tell you what, I'm going to play a little clip of that right now, just to hear a little bit of Offering, your latest album. Thank you. Just a very short clip from Offering from Sharnay Wade's latest album. We're out of time. We could have played more of that, but I want to hear you live. It's an embarrassment of riches today on the program, but it's good to hear some sample of the studio stuff. Sharnay Wade is performing tonight with the NC Central Big Band, 8 o'clock Carolina Theater, part of the Articool Festival happening in Durham. I want to thank you for being on the program along with Shaquem Muldrow, James Suter, Andrew Berenson, and Donovan Cheatham. Thank you so much for being on
the
program.
Thank you for having us. Thank you.
I'm going to leave you time to play us out, but first tell you that The State of Things is from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stachow. Once again, Sharnay Wade.
Just friends, lovers no more. Just friends, not like before. To think of what we've been, and not to kiss again. You're pretending this can't be the end.